for us, please. Amen. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seekers Sunday School class. Are you reading your Bible every day, praying every day? We done heard some of the benefits. Thank you, Brother Clark. Helen Keller said the Bible's the only way out of the dark. The only way. It's the only way I know of. What book are we in? John is right. Now, what did Brother Clark tell us he is presented as in Matthew? King is right. Now, someone new, what did Brother Clark tell us he is in Mark? Servant is right. Someone new, what did Brother Clark tell us the Lord Jesus Christ is in Luke? That's right. A man, son of man. That's right. Now, what did Brother Clark tell us Jesus is in John? He's God. He's God. What chapter are we in? Chapter 5 is right. We were finishing up on 4 last week, and we quit on verse 25. John 4, 25. The woman saith unto him, I know. A lot of times I get crossed up when I get to thinking about what I know. She had it right on one thing here. She said, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he has come, he will tell us all things. And Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. The most clearest pronunciation of who he is anywhere. He said, I am he. Now there's, I'm thinking 10 or 20 of those names that's Jehovah / something else. I've got like 4 of them right here. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. Jehovah Nissi, N-I-S-S-I, means the Lord my banner. Jehovah Shalom means the Lord shall send peace. And then Jehovah T-S-I-D-K-E-N-U means the Lord our righteousness. Now all of these are summed up, all 12 or 10 or these 4, however many there is, in the title, I Am. When he said I Am, that's everything. That's everything. He, if you need life, and by the way, me and you both need life. He's our life. If you need righteousness, and by the way, we do. We do need righteousness. He's our righteousness. If you need peace, he's our peace. If you need wisdom, sanctification, redemption, he's all of these, and it's all rolled up in the great I Am. The I Am. It's all in that one time. He really simplified it for us. And I thank the Lord for chapter 5. Dear Lord, please help us again now, I ask, in Jesus' name. John chapter 5. Now, we've learned so far, this is going to be the healing of the lame man by the pool of Bethesda. And in this miracle, the hounds of hate get on his trail, and they never quit till they get to the cross. They never quit. The healing on the Sabbath was a cover-up, an excuse. They never forgave him for making himself equal to God. They never forgave him. Chapter 5 now, let's start. Verse 1 is his presence. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. I'm glad that Jesus is here. You brought him in with you. I like his omnipotence, that he's got all the power there is. I like his omniscience, that he knows everything. But my favorite is his presence. I love it when he's there. And he's here. He showed up to the feast. He's here this morning. We're talking about the creator of the universe, the Pacific, everything in between. And this, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. The presence. How about the pool? Verse 2. And there was at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Now, Bethesda means the house of pity or mercy, and five is the number of death. There's five letters in death, D-E-A-T-H, easy to remember. Five's the number of death, but that's not all. Five's the number of grace, G-R-A-C-E. And anybody can get in this morning. Anybody can get in. I'm thankful for the grace. I was dying. I was dead in trespasses and sins. And the Lord passed by at my way and showed some grace. Then the people in verse 3. And there lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Can I go ahead and say that's us? Of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. The smell. The smell is going to be pretty rough. It's a picture of us. It's a picture of us. We, if I wreck on the way home, die, you go out there and open the door, say, yeah, he's dead. Shut the door. Come back and about a week later, you're going to find out what Rick's made of. You're going to find out. Right. See, this morning I had to scrub off all I could, and then I put on all the smelly stuff I could, trying to cover up. Right. But that's all just a cover up. Right. It's a cover up. See, we stink. The smell, it's a picture of us. The misery laying around the pool, waiting on the troubling of the pool. No family, no friends to help get this man in. A multitude. There's a multitude there. Not just one or two. And guess what? They're all sinners. Guess what? Just like us. They're all sinners. Blind. I was blind, lame, dumb, dead. And he's lying at the gate of dead religion. The temple's right there. He's right outside the church house. Verse 4, the power. It's a capital P power. For an angel went down a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever, wouldn't matter if it's Teddy or Rick, it doesn't matter. You can fill in. Whosoever, then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Whosoever and whatsoever. It doesn't matter if it's cancer. It doesn't matter if it's sin. It doesn't matter what it is. Whosoever and whatsoever can get in on it this morning. You can get in today. The power. The power. This whole verse is omitted in the NIV. It's omitted in the ESV. In the recovery version, it has half of it. They changed the whosoever just to first, and they got whatsoever in there. It's just a it's a version of the truth, of the truth. And the reason all that happened is Westcott and Hort left that verse out of their man-made Greek back in the late 1800s. I'm going to go ahead and go with this one that says whosoever and whatsoever. And if see anybody can get in, it doesn't matter what your problem is. Done been prayed about this morning. Well, we can't help any of them, but he can.
Yeah, right.
He can. Whosoever and whatsoever.
Right.
Well, I hate to tell you, it's not whensoever.
Right.
It's not whensoever. You can't get in anytime you want to. You can't say, well, I'm going to go home, come back and get saved tonight. The Lord might not be dealing with you tonight. If He's dealing with you, you want to get in now.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't say whensoever, but you can take it to the bank on whosoever.
Yeah.
And whatsoever.
Yeah.
You can take it to the bank. That's what the Bible said. That's the power.
Yeah.
Starting in verse 5, the case. The case. A certain man was there which had an infirmity of 38 years. It's serious.
Yes.
It's a serious case. He'd been there 38 years. Let's go ahead and say invalid. Can I say invalid?
Yeah.
Maybe. The impotent. That's verse 5. Verse 6. And Jesus saw him, lie, and knew What did he know? Well, he knows everything.
He
knows everything. Omniscience showed up here. Omniscience. That he had been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? See, he needed to be willing. The man needed to be willing. Brother Rick needs to be willing. I need to be a willing servant like Mark. He said, wilt thou be made whole? See, the Lord didn't need the pool. He made the pool. He made the pool. The man needed him. That's what he needed. In verse 7, and we're talking about like the master of the sea. He knew. He knew. Verse 8, or 7. The impotent man answered him, sir. Yeah, at least he's got that much. Maybe he'll be like the woman in chapter 4. Maybe he'll come along.
Yeah.
Sir, I have no man when the water's troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And the Lord didn't need the pool. He didn't need earthly means. Let's check it out in 8. Jesus saith to him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Rise, take and walk. And guess what? And immediately the man was made whole. No therapy, no treatments, no come back every Tuesday and Thursday for a while. No. Immediately he was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. He got his body healed. He got his body healed. He was obedient to the force. He was obedient to the fullness, and he was made whole. Let's check out that word made in Romans 6:18. Being then made free. See, we didn't do it. We didn't have nothing in it. He came along and made me free. Being then made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. And he made him free. He made him whole. The Lord passed by my way one day and he made me free. I didn't do it. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to be free. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to be whole from now on. No. The Lord come by. The Lord come by and he made me. Starting verse 10, we see the hostilities. For one thing, they're swift. They were ready. They were a coiled cobra ready to strike, a cocked hammer ready to go off. They hated him. They hated him. The criticisms, the hostilities, the swiftness of that hates. Verse 10. And the Jews therefore said unto him that was cured. Past tense. The one that was made whole. It is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a wheelchair being here this morning and somebody getting up and walking out of it and then me saying, hey, it's a Sabbath. That shouldn't have happened on the Sabbath. It shouldn't have happened on Sunday. We're supposed to be resting. Can you imagine that? How wicked and mean that is? The source, verse 10, the source is the Jews. It was religious people. They had the Old Testament and believed in it. Sometimes religion's cruel. The subject was the Sabbath. Didn't bother the Lord. He said, hey, that Sabbath thing, that was my idea anyway. They didn't think of it. It's not theirs. I started it. I made it. It'll be all right. Verse 11, it's a Savior. He answered them that was made whole. He answered them that made me whole. He made me. And he made me whole. The same said to me, take up thy bed and walk. That's the Savior. Then the stumping. The man is healed. He's stumped. He don't know what happened. When we first get saved, we don't know what's going on.
Right.
Then ask they him, what man is that which said to thee, take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was. He said, I don't know. I'm stumped. I'm ignorant. I don't know. For Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being that in that place. And starting in verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. Well, before he got his body healed, now he got his soul healed. Yeah. Now he's made whole all the way around, inside and out.
Yeah.
Now, what if he hadn't come to church that day?
Right, yeah.
Man, I'm glad he came to church. I'm glad I came to church this morning.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss nothing.
Right.
I'm really got a nose problem.
Yeah.
I just don't want to miss nothing. The impotent man met the omnipotent man.
Yeah.
And he got healed, body, soul, and spirit. Verse 15, here's his testimony. And the man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. That's about all I know. That's about it. Never did anything great or good that I know of. But the Lord come by.
Right.
Omniscience come by. Omnipotence come by. And made me whole. Starting in 16, the contempt. The contempt, the hate, the cruelty. Therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him. Why? Why? Because he'd done these things on the Sabbath day. We might have read it last week, but let's look at it in chapter 8. Chapter 8:58-59, Jesus said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Matter of fact, I made Abraham. I made the Sabbath, made everything you're complaining about. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. He could have done the same thing in the Garden of Gethsemane if he wanted to. If he wanted to, but he was headed toward the cross. It was his hour. It was his day. It was his time. That was his purpose. That's why he was here. Mark 14. We see it again. Mark 14, verse 61. But he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, said to him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am.
Yes.
Ooh. I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and saith, What need we any further evidence?
Yeah.
You've heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. Chapter 5, the contempt, verse 16, the contempt and the cruelty. Verse 17, the counteraction, the countering. Jesus answered them, My Father worketh hitherto and I work. Hey, don't worry about nothing. The sun's still shining. The rain still falls. The crops still grow. Don't worry about nothing. Everything's okay. Verse 18. The cause. Therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. They understood. They understood. We saw it last week. They understood. They knew what I am meant. The continuation, the claims to be equal with the Father. It amazed me when I got saved. Everybody doesn't know that. Verse 19, the revelation and the performance. Then answered Jesus and said to them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, those things also doeth the Son likewise. Here's proof number one that he's God. There's three claims down through here. And here's proof number one. He said, whatever the Father does, I do. He showed in verse 17 that he depended on the Father. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. He was saying we're just alike. Right. We're tight. We're just like that. Me and the Father. 19, the thought of acting on his own never crossed his mind.
Right.
He said, we do everything together.
Right.
Whatever the Father does, I do. And here's the result of it, verse 20. The profoundness, the love. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. It's going to be profound. It's going to be the love. It's going to be the power in verse 21. And as the Father raised up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son of Man quickeneth who he will. He said we both impart life. We both can do that. That's proof number two. Proof number two that he's God. Proof number three is in verse 22. The position. He's the judge. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Verse 23 is proof number four. The praise. 23. That all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent me. That's because we're equal. Proof number four. You honor him, you honor me, you honor me, you honor him. We're the same. One and the same. Verse 24 is the redemption. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth. Anybody like that?
Yeah.
Believeth on him that sent me hath, present tense, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is past, past tense, past, is passed from death unto life. The redemption, the proclamation. Hey, them's good words.
Yeah.
Right there. Who said them?
Jesus.
They in red letters?
Yeah.
The Lord said them. The red letters, Caleb. Hey, them's good words right there. The partaking, the possession, hath right now, possessed right now. The preservation. He's the one preserving us. He's the one preserving us. There's no such thing as... He's the one persevering too. No such thing as perseverance of the saints. The resurrection is passed from death unto life. The resurrection's everything. It's everything. Verse 25, the presence. Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. That's proof number five. Hear, believe, and live. Hear, believe, and you have life. Proof number five, a life, resurrection, is the proof of the Father and of the Son. Starting 26, the power. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Proof number 6. And hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Proof number 7. He's self-existent. He's the great I Am. My parents gave me life. And their parents gave them life. When you're born again, He's the one that gives you life.
Right.
He's the one that makes you.
Yeah.
He made him whole. We're just like our parents.
Yeah.
And he's just like his parent.
Yeah.
Equal in authority also, 27 says, proof number 7. There's 7 proofs.
Yeah.
They were always wanting proofs. Starting in 28, the promise. And proof number 8, really. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. they'd have done good unto the resurrection of life. They'd have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. See, they both can raise the dead. They both can. It's proof number 8 that the Father and the Son are alike. Resurrection would be the main thing. There was a woman in Hanover, Germany, that did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. But just to make sure she wasn't wrong, when she got buried, she said she made an order that her grave would be sealed by huge slabs of concrete, granite, and marble. And they were cemented together with these large straps and some rebar clamps. And that marker inscribed, "This burial place must never be opened." Well, there was an acorn got buried in there when they was doing all that digging. And it started to grow, and it come up through a crack, and it grew bigger and bigger, and it busted the whole thing wide open. And whether she liked it or not, it pushed its way through the soil from beneath, and the trunk broke the straps, lifted the slabs up, and shifted so that the steel clamps were wrenched from their sockets. A faint reflection of God's promise to come back and resurrect the dead from the grave. It's no problem for Him.
Right.
He can do it with His eyes closed. He can do it with one hand behind His back, both hands behind His back. It's easy for Him. He is the resurrection and life.
Right.
He is. Starting in verse 31. The rejection. I bear witness of myself. My witness is not true. Now, it's in court, you're supposed to have a testimony of the one being accused. You're supposed to have a chance to say something for yourself. Now, the Lord never did. He never did defend Himself, and He never did one miracle for Himself. He just went ahead and told that woman He was thirsty. He could have made the water. He made the Pacific Ocean. But the first witness we have for the Lord is the witness of man. You see it in verse 15. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which has made him whole. That's the first miracle. Then verse 32 is the witness of the Spirit. Witness number 2. There is another that beareth witness of me, and I know that the witness which he witnesseth of me is true. Their unbelief is inexcusable. We already have 2 witnesses. There's going to be more. Man witnesses testify to him. The Holy Spirit witnesses. Then starting in 33, John the Baptist, he's a witness. He's a witness. He sent unto John, he bare witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be saved. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing for a season to rejoice in His light. John the Baptist was a witness. Man was a witness. Spirit's a witness. In 36, the works, the miracles are a witness. And back then, before they went to school, everybody believed the miracles. 36, but I have greater witnesses than that of John, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me. Then the witness of the Father is in 37, and the Father Himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard His voice at any time, nor seen His shape. And then we have the witness of the Word. Talk about this. 38. And ye have not His word abiding in you, for whom He has sent, Him ye believe not. 39. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This would be a real good place to look at 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy 3. It's a memory verse for Bible class the last couple of weeks. Second Timothy 3. But continue that, 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, being assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures. For the Clark sang, it's time to be holy.
Yeah.
Which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. Where'd you learn about salvation?
Yeah.
It's through the Scriptures.
Right.
Why make thee wise unto salvation? Through faith, which is in Christ. The Scriptures told me to believe in Christ.
Yeah.
16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of it or just the originals?
All
of it. That's right. A copy of a copy of a copy is legal in any court. A copy of the originals. You got on your lap an exact copy of the originals. It'll stand up anywhere. A copy's legal anywhere except at the DMV. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God, that you may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. All Scripture. He said, search the Scripture back in John 5:39. Search the Scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. There was a prairie fire in southern Canada. And a father and a daughter were walking along in the prairie and saw that big, that large fire in a distance. And she was real scared, and the father said, I know what we'll do, don't worry. And he lit another fire and burned off a patch, and they got in the middle of the burned off patch. And he said, don't worry, the judgment's already been here, and the flames cannot hurt us. We're standing where the fire's already been.
Right.
I'll go ahead and tell you, you can stand at Calvary because the judgment's already been. The judgment fire done fell on Calvary, and it's a safe place to be. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down in Jesus' name. Amen.